Hey, what's going on? This is Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com, and this is your daily market update. So I hope everybody's Halloween was great. Mine was fantastic. Took the little ones out to get some candy and spent some time with some brand new friends. But back to work as usual. So we're starting to show off today with Palm Springs, California. Now in Palm Springs, as of right now, I have two properties that I'm going to highlight. One of them is a price change, and you guessed it, trending downward. And then the other one's a brand new listing. So let's take a look. The price change, it's now listed at $505 flat. It's $505,000. Three bedroom, two bath, has a pool, built in 1957, and it's a 2,000 on the dot square foot home. Again, right now with this one here, I did take a look at it. This one's a fixer-upper, so it's going to need a lot of work, and that's why it's sitting on the market a little longer. But if you're an investor or you want a property to just get in and kind of make your own, this is the one to do it. Now, the one that just brand new that just came on the market today, a little smaller. It's 1,800 square feet, four bedroom, two bath, though, so it's going to have an extra bathroom, or at least the layout's meant for that way. Also has a pool, built in 1990, and this one's going for $647,900. So $647,900, brand new one on the market. Again, with Palm Springs, you're going to get higher price points with smaller square footage. So, you know, just know that. But again, you're going to get the ambiance and just the overall location of the Palm Springs living lifestyle. So take a look there. Palm Springs is doing okay. If you want to take a look at one of these properties, let me know. You know what to do. All right. Hey, so let's root back it really quick. I totally forgot to play the intro music, but we're going to move on to Cathedral City, California. Now, just like if you were paying attention to the show the last couple of weeks or so, the market is starting to change, and a lot of properties are going to expire because they're not selling and agents are overpricing these properties. So we're going to leave with this one right here. Expired listing over here in Cathedral City, California. It was going for $309,000. It was a three-bedroom, two-bath, expired, doesn't have a pool, built in 1996, 1,571 square feet. And that's all I have for Cathedral City. Nothing coming on the market today. No price changes. Nothing sold as of yet. But I do have one that just recently expired, and that's Cathedral City. All right, and then Palm Desert, California now, the city I call home, is also has an expired listing here. And again, this is going to start happening in just the entire Coachella Valley soon enough because, again, the market is starting to switch. So this one here is a little higher. This is $775,000. It's a five-bedroom, four-bath, had a pool. Still has a pool. Built in 2000, it's 4,153 square feet. So this is at those price points that are a little above, the median average of what we have around here. So these price points tend to take a little longer on the market anyway, but listed right and marketed correctly should be able to get the house sold. Unfortunately, it looks like it was a little overpriced or maybe just missed the wrong buyer. Either way, expired as of today. All right, so let's jump back to Desert Hot Springs, or DHS for short. This one, congratulations, is a sold property. This one just closed today, and congratulations to both sides, the buyer, the seller, and both the agents that's helping out in this transaction. This one sold for $240,000, three-bedroom, two-bath. Didn't have a pool, but it was built in 1993, sitting at just around 1,360 square feet. Really cool about this property here is that it actually sold for $10,000 more than what the list price was. Yeah, pretty awesome. So let's take a look at that, guys. If you're in DHS, you have a house very similar to this one here, kind of like the one that I have on the market right now in an open house on Saturday. If it's priced correctly, it should most definitely be selling. So let's take a look. This is DHS. Let me know. All right, and to finish out the show, like normal, is the beautiful and ever-growing Indio, California, home of Coachella Fest and Stagecoach, the world's largest music festival. Okay, this one here is an active brand new on the market today. It's going for $214,900, and it's a three-bedroom, one-bath, no pool, built in 1957, and it sits at just under 1,100 square feet, 1,089 square feet, and it's a pretty nice house, really nice, quaint. Good little neighborhood in Indio, California. Great size, and it's a good starter home or just a great home to make a home for any family that's looking to purchase a property and stop wasting money on rent. Again, this is brand new property in Indio, California. Give me a call if you want to take a look at this one. Alrighty, and that will do it for today's daily market update. As always, I'm Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com, home of the Coachella Valley's Best Buyers Program, where I give money out of my own pocket to my buyers to help them purchase a home. You can always go to LawrenceDoes.com, click on the button that says free coffee, sit down, buy a cup of coffee, and we can talk about all your real estate needs, whether it's buying, selling, investing, renting, anything else in between that. Or you can always call me at 760-567-2226, 760-567-2226. Last but certainly not least, remember, most agents won't care about you, but Lawrence does, the people's agent. Ooh, and don't forget, 13915 Villarreal in Desert Hot Springs tomorrow. No, Saturday, 11-3, open house, 12-4. Come out for a free chance to win an iPad mini.